folks, I've been telling you for a long time that chaos is coming to America. And today, you have to know that that chaos has just begun. It has. It's the beginning of it, and I foresee more chaos coming down the road. Communist Joe Biden just declared himself king. This is not a joke. And burned the Constitution basically on national TV. I mean, he didn't literally do it, but he basically did. He might as well have just pulled out the Constitution and said, "You see this? I don't care about it," and lit it on fire. He did that in his speech, basically. And he did that with his vaccine mandate. He basically said he's king and he has no ability to make law, but he's making law, knowing it's unconstitutional, mandating that companies that have 100 employees or more force medical decisions, a boss forcing a medical decision on their employees. You know how evil? Only communists would do this. Folks, this is so evil. It's beyond words. And anyone who listens to Joe Biden, who has no authority, and this will be declared unconstitutional, but they don't care because they know that will be way down the road. That's the game they're playing here. Screw the Constitution. This is the biggest constitutional crisis ever because they have basically told the entire American citizenry, America was overthrown by us. We did steal the election. We are communists. Screw your Constitution. What are you going to do about it? And all you have to do, look, folks, he's done so much here. It's really, really bad. But all you have to do is not obey a tyrant. That's all you have to do. If you own a business, you better not. You're a bad person if you force vaccine mandates on your employees. You are giving in to a tyrant who has no authority to do so. You are giving him that power. He has no ability to make you do that. You're doing it out of whatever fear you have instead of understanding your rights. And I don't think most businesses will listen to what I'm saying. I hope I'm wrong on that. I hope most business owners will say, he has no authority. I'm not doing this to my employees. I'm not going to lose some of my best employees. That's the other thing. There's going to be a bunch of people that will say, screw you, that are especially closer to retirement age. The ones that are new in the workforce are going to be way too scared and probably will give in horribly. But and you have to ask yourself, why do they want this vaccine in you so badly if it's not for population control? Seriously, you have to look at it now and say, oh my gosh, no one would do this unless they have an ulterior motive. COVID-19 isn't even dangerous. What about the people who already have gotten COVID-19 naturally, who are already have the immunities? If you put the vaccine into someone who has the natural immunity, that's not good for you. It lowers your immune system. We already know. It's already been proven. There have been so many deaths, so many catastrophic injuries. And the reason why the injuries vary so much, I have people in my family with various injuries from the vaccine. And especially on distant family members that I know. Anyways, here's the thing. The reason why it varies so much is because what the vaccine does the immune enhancement thing. It messes with your immune system. So whatever your body might be susceptible to, but your immune system was fighting off, will then be weakened, and that thing can actually take place in you. And so it's all over the board, the side effects that happen from this vaccine, and yet they want to mandate that you get it. They have ulterior motives. But this is worse than even what I'm saying, folks. I can't put into words how bad this is. This is jumping the vaccine passport and just jumping and saying it's Joe Biden reading a statement, because he's a senile old man, from the communists who write his speeches. I am a communist and I rule over you. That's what he did here. But let me let you hear from Jesse Waters, who does kind of water it down a little. I mean, no, he says what is right, but he's not going to say it the way I'm saying it. This is how every single person should say it. What I am saying is not over the top. It is 100% accurate, and anybody who depicts it less than what I'm saying is deceiving you. I'm telling the truth, and it's worse than even what I'm describing. Here's from Jesse Waters, though, who I love. Jesse Waters is a great guy, a good conservative. Take a listen.
Just hours ago, Joe Biden delivered a speech that marks a clear turning point in his administration. It's a declaration of war against nearly 80 million Americans. And it's a promise from Joe Biden that he'll ignore the Constitution and basic principles of federalism just to get what he wants. This afternoon, Joe Biden announced that most businesses in this country are required to start forcing employees to either get the COVID vaccine or submit to regular COVID tests.
My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
Joe Biden added that if state governors don't go along with this, he'll, quote, use my power as president to get them out of the way.
That is a threat. This senile old man is perfect for what the communists is. This is why I've been saying they don't want him to resign. You can write this communist crap into a speech and he will read it and say it. That's why they don't want a Kamala Harris, who is as awful as she is. If she was in there, she would have said, this is so bad. I don't know if I can say this. The senile old man will read it and not know that it's so bad. That's why he's perfect for what they are doing. Do you get that? And then he basically tries to have the federal government start a civil war. Folks, I've been warning you this chaos is coming, but I've never thought a full civil war would ever break out, a real civil war. And we can't have one because our enemies, this isn't the 1800s. Our enemies like Russia and Iran would salivate at seeing a civil war in America and blow us up as soon as it happens. In fact, they'll do it even if a full civil war doesn't break out, which I don't think it will. And it seemed like Joe Biden's committing treason here, trying to cause a civil war. I swear, when you threaten states and governors with no power or authority from the Constitution or law, but you're just declaring yourself king and you have no authority to do any of this, but you're just going to do it and you know it will be struck down, but you're thinking, who cares? It'll be dragged out in the courts. Understand this, folks. They're relying on the business people to be too afraid to say, I don't obey tyrants. And they're probably right. They sat back and said, well, this is so unconstitutional. This is like burning the Constitution and wiping our butt with it. And they said, but wait a minute, they'd have to take it to court and we can drag it out in court. And do you think these employers, while it's being fought over court and there's no ruling on it by the Supreme Court, do you think that they're going to sit there and not obey? They'll obey and everyone will get vaccinated with this Frankenstein experimental vaccine that we want with sinister intentions, whatever those sinister intentions are. I don't fully know, but I think it's probably eventually population control, that they're going to release something and say it's a variant, and these people are going to get wiped out that take these boosters of these vaccines, and they got to get as many people vaccinated as possible to release this variant. That's my theory. I don't know, but the fact that they have to get you vaccinated, and it's, remember, this is the Communist Party of China that owns Joe Biden. Basically, the Communist Party of China wrote that speech for Joe Biden. That's why it sounds the way it does. When communists write a speech, they don't consider the Constitution. Okay? That's why it sounds like a communist wrote it, because communists did write it. In the White House, his cabinet is owned by China. They are controlled by China. China just wants to make sure that you get vaccinated. Now, why does China want every American to be vaccinated when they're the ones who released COVID-19 out of the Wuhan lab, which is a biological weapon factory? Do you think maybe it's a biological weapon to get people then to eventually take a vaccine so that the people in China and the leaders can control it so that those who are not vaccinated, nothing will happen to them? But, and so that's why when you can do a biological warfare, because the danger of biological warfare is that it will eventually come back and kill you. You can't control biological warfare unless you do biological warfare through vaccines. Then you control who gets hit and who doesn't. And all you have to do in China is not get vaccinated. And do you know that the Chinese are not being vaccinated as they write speeches in order for your president to force vaccines on you? And you don't think there's something sinister going on? Wake up. He's ending America. Well, I've been telling you America was overthrown. If you can't see it now, I don't know what will wake you up. More from Jesse Waters. And I apologize. Jesse Waters did put it in a better framing than I thought he did. I was thinking of something else, I guess. He did a pretty good job here. More.
What power does the president have to override state governments on this issue exactly? Joe Biden didn't say. Maybe it's the same authority that allowed the CDC to suspend all evictions in the country. This administration no longer cares about the rules. They'll do whatever they want. Keep in mind, less than a year ago, Joe Biden told us that vaccines would never be mandatory. He knew he didn't have the authority to do this.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
Now Joe Biden's threatening the unvaccinated more than he's threatening the Taliban. It's the same exact story that we saw with the CDC's eviction moratorium.
Yeah, and it's more than that. He's flown in the Taliban right to the United States. That's a fact. He's taken Afghanis with no screening. Guaranteed Taliban members are in there. Well, we've already found, I believe, some terrorists that are in some of the military bases that were on some of our watch lists. So he has flown terrorists right to this on purpose because he's following whatever the Chinese tell him to do. He is, folks, if there ever was a Manchurian candidate, Joe Biden is it. He's a Manchurian candidate in this aspect. He's senile. He doesn't care. And even when he was young, he didn't care if people with money and power tell him what to do. But now he can't even reason to know, oh my gosh, I just destroyed the Constitution and America. He can't reason that. He will read what he's told to read, and he's happy to do it as long as he's rich and has power. It's frustrating. Larry Elder was on with Jesse Waters, who was filling in for Tucker Carlson. This is Tucker Carlson's show. Take a listen.
We just heard that Joe Biden's mandating vaccines for 80 million private sector workers. Larry Elder's running for governor in California. The recall election there is on September 14th. He joins us with his reaction. Larry, I don't care what you think of vaccines. You're for them. You're against them. America got a little less free today, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do to change that.
Hold on. There's absolutely something you can do. All you have to do is not obey a tyrant, which you're actually demanded by your forefathers who set up our Constitution to do. When someone goes against the Constitution blatantly like this and you give power to a tyrant, you are the bad person. You are not breaking laws by not obeying what Joe Biden has said. Joe Biden is breaking the laws, knowingly breaking the Constitution. And if you obey, you're breaking the law by forcing people, making medical decisions for your employees. You're breaking the law. You will be a lawbreaker. How many will be honorable and not do it? How many business owners? Sadly, I know the majority will obey, and that's going to cause the chaos, but there will be some that don't. How do I know this? The stinking mask thing. When everyone started flipping out when I was telling people this mask thing is way more than a mask. It's to see if you obey. It's to see if they can be tyrants, ignore laws, and ignore any constitutional right that you have and force something on you. And if you obey, they will use it later on in something much worse. And I got mocked. And every single one of you that mocked me for that, you know I'm 100% right. It's your fault for obeying with the mask thing and not standing up. You can only blame yourself. And if you were someone who did that and you feel bad about it, now you have to make up for it by not obeying a tyrant now, which is even harder because now your job's being threatened. Now you have to choose between a paycheck or not. And even though constitutionally you have every right, they know, how long can you hold out without a paycheck for that constitutional ruling to come down? They feel like they have you. You have to sue every employer who does this and not go get a lawyer. You can't, because they're not going to defend you anyways. People are going to actually have to make lawsuits because it's easy to win. The president cannot make law. You can easily win this with your own little quick study of the Constitution. screw having a lawyer, just make the lawsuit, because people can't afford to do these type of lawsuits. So anyone who's listening that can or is willing to do this, if you want to save America, you're going to have to send a message to the employers. You can't force medical decisions on me, and I'm going to sue you, and you're going to go out of business. You'd be more afraid of employees suing you than a freaking old man who's burning the Constitution, who has no authority to make you do what he's telling you to do. You should be more afraid of the American people. I'm living in a fantasy world. The mask thing has told me that the American people don't have the guts to stand up to this, and chaos is going to happen, but 25% of us will. 25% of Americans will have the guts. I've been telling you this for a long time, to hold the full-blown communism back. How many times have I told you this? This is the beginning of it. It happened quicker. I kept saying sometimes things don't happen as quick as it actually has happened, as quick as I thought maybe it would. It is. They jumped the vaccine passport because they know that we're exposing with election audits that Joe Biden's illegitimate, and they're speeding up their process too, because their goal isn't to get reelected. Their goal is to destroy America within 2 years. And you better know I'm right. I'm not wrong. It is, you can look back at all my old radio shows, anything, and you can look back. It's, I'm not boasting, I am almost never wrong. CNN is wrong on everything, and yet people believe these punks lying. Dr. Fauci is a lying sack, and people believe that punk over me, who's never lied on the radio or on anything that I have done. And it's frustrating because the American people are too wimpy, and I have to suffer the consequences of your wimpiness, not personally with this vaccine thing. They can't make me get the stupid vaccine, and I already have natural immunity. I know that for sure. They can't do it to me, but I'm, so therefore I'm fighting this for you. I'm enraged for you, because I know that there are other people who have to choose between their paycheck or a Frankenstein vaccine. That is unbelievably evil. And if an employer does it, shame on you. You're despicable. You're disgusting to me. As the chaos comes, when America does get hit by our enemies and nuclear bombs go off, that some of you been brushing me off, you might realize it's coming now. It's coming now, and most people won't even believe that. When that happens, I can't even feel sorry for you guys. I'm sorry. I can't, because God is showing everyone. This is the great awakening, the great reveal, to understand when God slaps America down, allowing evil people to do it. It is just an allowance. It's just God. All he had to do was remove his hand, and that's it. Once God removes his hand from America, we cannot say, how could God do this? That's what I mean by not feeling sorry. I will feel sorry in the aspect that it's horrible that the left is going to cause the utter evil destruction and death of many, 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 many millions, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Many people in America. And that's horrible. But at the same time, people have to look at themselves, and they don't. Here's more. Steve Bannon's War Room, Naomi Wolf.
He said that governors, and our system is a federal system. He said governors that don't comply, we will get them out of the way. What is
that?
It's a threat. Have you ever heard talk like that from any participant of the, from Richard Nixon to Lyndon Johnson to Jack Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, have you ever heard language like that from any president or anybody sitting in the Oval Office? I guess you should say, president, but anybody, it's commander in chief, to sit there and say, if a governor doesn't comply, quote, we're going to get them out of the way.
Thank you for noticing the extraordinary tone of this speech. I've never heard anything like it in my life. And I was married to a White House speechwriter, and I had a hand, in watching the messaging process at other times. Never in my life has an American president threatened unknown repercussions against governors who don't go along with this massive coercive stripping of people's bodily autonomy, injections by force with a product that is still experimental,
Yeah, she's 100% right. I'm very angry. Obviously, you know that. I'm angry because I'm frustrated that people didn't listen. They didn't care when the mask thing, and I'm 100% right on this. The mask thing did this, and I warned everyone that the mask thing will do this. This is all because people obeyed during being forced to wear a mask after they lied to you that the shutdown, remember, the mask thing wasn't right away. They already lied to you all about the shutdown that it was going to be 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, right. And I told everyone it wouldn't be. It would be forever if they could, and you're going to have to pry your rights back. And then they started doing the mask thing, and I'm like, I thought the American people would snap at some point, and everyone started obeying that. And I was like, what is this? How can I feel sorry for people when they just do this? And even though the truth tellers are out there telling you the truth about masks, the vast majority of Americans ignored us all. You can only blame yourself. Can't blame me. I'm washing my hands of this evil blood, and my hands have always been clean. That is gonna happen. And I don't know how quick. This chaos is gonna probably last for a while, folks. I'm not telling you. I don't know when, but the chaos has now begun. I've told you the federal government is going to come after the conservative states. That's what's going to cause the chaos. And this is definitely the very start of it. How long it lasts, I don't know. How weak does America have to get before Russia decides to pounce and blow up our cities? I don't know. And Iran and Cuba, and it's going to be more than just them. It's going to be a lot of the world that hate us and have been waiting for this day. And China is bringing it to them. And China's going to bring America to its knees because God is allowing it. Because people took Trump as a savior and never turned to God. That's the number one reason why. We act like we turned. Oh, we rejected the Democrat Party. We didn't change our lives. Most people didn't. And we didn't turn to God. Naomi Wolf calls this a biofascist coup. I got to squeeze this in.
This is far worse than vaccine passports. This goes beyond vaccine passports. Dr. Naomi Wolf.
I mean, that this day would be here. I'm struggling for language because for 12 years I've been watching democracy slowly and sometimes quickly erode. And the day is here. This is a declaration of war. It's a coup. It's a biofascist coup. I mean, I've used that phrase before as this administration or this regime has been gearing up toward coercing the people, stripping them of their rights, stripping them of their constitutionally bestowed liberties. But
folks, the Constitution no longer exists in America. I'm stating it right now. I'm always one of the first to state the things that have to be said. There is no Constitution in America right now. It's gone. There should be an emergency session by the Supreme Court to rule on this tomorrow because it's that easy that this is completely unconstitutional. And if that is not done, it's over because the plan is destroy the Constitution and it will take forever in the courts. That's the plan. They know what they've done. They know they're evil. Since you know they're doing this for evil purposes, you think they care about your life? Oh, they're destroying the Constitution and everything America was founded on for your safety from a virus. Right. You would just the Constitution is not as important as a vaccine. Is that true? No, the Constitution and America is way more important than a stinking virus, right? So how can you believe the people that would destroy America and proclaim they're doing it because they care about you? Sickening. Part of me wants to say, screw it all. But I won't because I'll give you hope. This isn't Australia, you punk communists over there in Washington, D.C. You can't just overthrow America that easy because we are made up of 50 states. And even though 75% of the Americans are too wimpy to tell you to your face that you can't overthrow America and you're not going to cause a civil war, but what we will do is stand by the law and not obey tyrants. And our 25% strong Christians are going to stand up and hold you back. We're going to hold you back until Russia blows the crap out of you. You're the ones, and may God supernaturally protect every Christian who takes a stand. We will be supernaturally protected, but you won't. You're going to pay the price. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. What I just said is the truth. And you better get right with God, because things are speeding up, and I've been warning you. I'm going to be here for you as long as I can. Trust me on that. I'm just really ticked and fired up. Don't let them sucker you into talking about a civil war. They want, Biden's trying to cause a civil war. They want to call you an insurrectionist. We're going to go by the law, and we can still do it by the law. Just don't obey an illegal order from a tyrant. That's all you have to do. I love you guys. See ya!